Title: Using Groove Pool on Chopped Breaks Beginner. All right, let's get your chopped breaks rolling like proper drum and bass, without turning your drums into a late, messy puddle. Today you're learning one of those small knob, massive results tools in Ableton Live, Groove Pool. The big idea is simple. We're going to lock a break to the grid first, slice it into drum rack, and then use Groove Pool to add controlled swing, push-pull timing, and a little dynamic movement. And here's the key beginner mindset. At 174 BPM, we're not looking for huge, obvious swing. We're looking for microgroove, tiny shifts that make the loop breathe but still punch hard. Let's build it together. First, session setup. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB sweet spot, and it makes it easier to judge timing decisions. Now create an audio track and drag in a breakbeat. Amen, think, funky drum or anything with character. Click the clip so you can see it in the clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. And choose the transient preset. For preserve, start with 1/16. That's usually sharp enough to keep the break crisp, especially when we're about to slice it. The goal here is to get a tight foundation before we add any groove, because if the break is drifting, Groove Pool doesn't fix it. It just makes the wrongness more interesting, which is not what we want. Now let's clean warp it and make it grid ready. Zoom into the waveform and find the true downbeat. Usually it's the first strong kick transient of the phrase. Right click right on that moment and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right click again and choose warp from here, straight. Play it back against the metronome. Listen for the snare and the ends of the bars. If the loop drifts, add a warp marker near the end of the bar, like a 2.1.1, and gently nudge it until the loop sits properly. Teacher tip: don't obsess over making every tiny hit perfectly aligned. Just make sure the bar structure is correct and the main accents are where you expect. We're about to create feel, but we need a stable map first. Cool. Now the fun part. Slicing. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, pick Transients. That's usually best for breaks, because it finds the hits and the little ghost moments. For the slicing preset, choose Slice to Drum Rack. Now you should see a drum rack created with a bunch of slices on pads and a MIDI clip that triggers the original pattern. This is exactly why Groove Pool is so powerful here. Groove Pool affects MIDI note start times and optionally velocities. It's not stretching the audio in some messy way. It's just changing when each slice gets triggered, so you can change the pocket while keeping the character of the break intact. Next, Groove Pool. Open the Groove Pool. In Ableton, you can click the little groove icon near the top left, or go to the View menu and open Groove Pool. In the browser, find Grooves. Start simple. Look for Swing 16 grooves, maybe MPC 16 style grooves, and if you want something more extreme later, try Shuffle Groove. Drag two or three grooves into the Groove Pool so you have options ready. Think of this like auditioning different drummers on the same break. Now apply a groove to your chopped break. Click the MIDI clip that came from slicing. In the clip view, find the groove chooser and select one of the grooves you loaded. Hit play. You should immediately feel the break start to lean. Even if it's subtle, the loop will shift from machine perfect into something with a bit more attitude. Now let's control the groove like a producer, not like someone randomly turning swing to 90% and hoping it becomes jungle. Click the groove itself in the Groove Pool so you can see the parameters. Timing is the main one. Start around 10 to 25%. For DNB, subtle usually wins. Too much timing and your hats get sloppy, and worse, your snare can start feeling late, which kills impact. Velocity. Start around 5 to 15%. This can be amazing on breaks because ghost notes start to speak more naturally. But if your break already has strong dynamics, heap velocity lower, because you don't want it to sound like the drummer is suddenly changing technique every bar. Random. Keep it low, like 0 to 8%. Random is seasoning, not the meal. At high tempos, a little randomness goes a long way, and too much turns your hats into chaos. Bass. Usually 1/16 for breakbeat DNB. That's where the rolling detail lives. And here's a big one people overlook. Pointes inside the Groove Pool. This is how strongly the groove is imposed. If it's at 100%, the clip follows the groove hard. If you bring it down, like 70 to 90%, you get a more controlled, less extreme result. A practical starting setting you can copy right now is timing around 18%, velocity around 10%, random around 3%, quantes around 85%, bass at 1/16. Play it and loop a bar or two while you tweak, and do a quick three-level check like a real producer. First, turn your volume down quiet. Does the snare still feel centered? If the snare feels like it's leaning late, you've gone too far or you're grooving the wrong elements. Second, turn it up loud. Do the hats feel spitty or unfocused? If they're spraying everywhere, reduce random or reduce timing. Third, imagine it with bass or drop a basic sub in. Does the break start fighting the low end? If the low end feels unstable, you might need to keep the body elements tighter and let the tops do the moving. Now, when you like the feel, it's time to talk about commit. Commit prints the groove into the MIDI notes. It's not just playing through a groove anymore. It becomes the new note positions. That's useful because it gives you consistent playback and makes editing faster. But treat commit as a creative checkpoint, not a final decision. Before committing, duplicate your MIDI clip. Just Control or CMDD. Commit on the copy. Now you have a safe version to go back to if you overshoot. Select the clip, and in Groove Pool click Commit. Now zoom in on the MIDI notes if you want. You'll see they're no longer perfectly on the grid. That's the groove. Here's a powerful beginner move after committing. Protect your anchors. At 174 BPM, you usually want the main snare hits to be anchors, often the first kick too. And the movers are hats, ghost snares, little percussion slices. If your anchors drift, the groove doesn't read as funky. It reads as late. So after committing, you can do selective repair. Tighten just the main snare notes back to the grid, while leaving hats and ghost notes loose. That's how you get tight but rolling, which is basically the whole DNB drum aesthetic. Next, we're going to layer a modern kick and snare, because classic breaks are vibe-heavy but often low-end light. Create a new drum rack, or just two simplers, and load a clean punchy kick and a tight DNB snare. Program the backbone. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. And important, keep this layer tight. Don't apply the same groove to the kick and snare layer at first. Let the break provide movement, and let the layer provide the punch and the grid reference. That contrast is what makes it sound expensive. Now group your break track and your layer track into a drum bus. Select both tracks and group them, then name it drum bus. Let's do a simple stock drum bus chain to glue it. First, EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean rumble you don't need. If it's muddy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, just a little. Then drum bus. Try drive around 3 to 8. Crunch at 0 to 20 depending on taste. Boom can be tempting, but be careful because DNB subs are sacred. Use damp to keep the top from fizzing. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're smashing 6 dB, it might start flattening the groove you worked for. Optional. Saturator after that. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. This can help the break sound finished and help slices feel like one performance instead of a bunch of retriggered pieces. If you want an extra glue trick later, a tiny bit of redux can also unify the texture. Very subtle. This is not make it 8-bit, it's make it feel like it lived in the same box. Now let's talk arrangement, because groove is also an energy tool. In an intro, you might want less groove, like timing 5 to 10%, so it feels DJ-friendly and tight. At the drop, increase it, like 15 to 25%, so it really rolls. In breakdowns, you can commit groove and then manually move a couple ghost notes to create that rewind energy, like the break is being played, not programmed. You can even automate groove parameters over time. For example, automate timing slightly upward into the drop, or automate velocity a bit higher in the second half of a phrase so the groove feels like it's intensifying. One more advanced beginner concept that's incredibly useful. Groove only the tops. Instead of grooving everything equally, keep the body stable and let the hats and ghost elements swing more. You can do that without duplicating tracks by duplicating the MIDI clip itself. Make one clip where you delete everything except hats and tops. Make a second clip where you delete everything except the body hits, like snares and kicks. Apply stronger groove to the tops clip, and lighter or none to the body clip. That gives you skittery roll-up top, while the punch stays locked. And if you want a darker late hat menace, choose a groove that sits a touch late on the offbeats, but make sure your snare anchor is still centered. That creates weight and stomp without turning into flaming snares. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're learning this. Don't groove before you warp correctly. Groove won't save bad warping. Don't push timing too high at DNB tempos. Big swing at 174 is usually just late. Don't commit too early. Duplicate, then commit. And don't groove your clean kick and snare layer the same way as the break. At least not in the beginning. Break moves, layer stays tight. That's your best shortcut to professional results. Now a short practice exercise you can do right after this lesson. Slice one break to drum rack. Load two grooves into groove pool. One swing 16, subtle. One shuffle, more extreme. Apply groove with timing 15, velocity 10, random 2, quantize 85. Commit it. Duplicate the clip. Apply groove B lightly, timing around 8 to 12, quantize 70 to 80. Commit it. Arrange bars 1 to 8 with groove A, and bars 9 to 16 with groove B. Add your clean snare layer on 2 and 4. Keep it on grid. Then listen. Which one rolls harder without sounding late? If the answer is the shuffle one, but it feels late, that's your sign to protect anchors more and move tops less extremely. Let's recap what you just learned. Warp clean first. Then slice to drum rack. Groove pool is for controlled swing and dynamics on the MIDI triggers, not destructive audio stretching. At DNB tempos, subtle timing plus moderate quantize is the sweet spot. Keep your kick and snare layer tight. Let the break provide movement. Commit when you're happy, but think of it as a checkpoint. Then do selective repair. Tighten anchors, keep movers loose. When you're ready, tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like jungle, liquid, jump up, Neuro or Techie Rollers, and I'll suggest a groove choice and a starting setting that matches that vibe.